Peace and salutations, and welcome to Keeping It Real, where we are known for keeping it real. In this episode, we're talking about how pleased they just needed to get it over with. So stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss this episode. So mashallah, we are in the holy month of Ramadan, and it is so great to be in this holy month of Ramadan. May Allah accept all your prayers and your worship in this holy month. So on the episode, we are going to be delving and diving into some deep waters on Keeping It Real. And so you compadres might ask, well, why are we delving and diving into deep waters? Well, because we are taking satire and something else to a whole new Keeping It Real level. What was the other thing? Sarcasm. Sarcasm and satire. Please pay attention. So, dear compadres out there, wherever you are, please pay attention to this addendum in the start of the episode so that you don't get confused if you aren't already confused, because this is Keeping It Real. So, yes, we are going to be sounding a little bit sarcastic and satirical. Actually, we're going to be sounding a lot sarcastic and satirical, if that's a grammatically correct sentence, in the episode. So please don't worry and don't become alarmed. It's all part of the script. And you'll understand what is going on this episode if, inshallah, Allah willing, you watch the whole episode until the conclusion, where we are going to be keeping it real. So please do not be alarmed, because this episode is going to have sarcasm and satire, and that means that while we are trying to be funny, there's a lot of serious stuff that is going to be in the episode. It was supposed to sound like a robot. Hopefully it sounded like a robot. So, post October 7th, 2024, Gregorian calendar, Al-Aqsa storm. Don't forget the lightning. We find that the Zionist doggies have went totally Israeli, aka loco, aka bonkers, aka looney toony, aka watch the previous episodes for more AKAs. And so, as many of you know, the Israeli Zionist locos just went totally Israeli, and they like went on this killing spree. And you know, it's been like over 5 months now that this killing spree is going on, and these Israelis have just, they've completely totally lost their minds. They went, you know, they're Israeli to a whole new level. Nobody in the whole planet Earth for the history of humanity has ever seen an Israeli Zionist doggy go so Israeli. And it's, in reality, it's like a total genocide. I mean, there's no other word you can use, you know, for what's going on in the Palestinian occupied lands, right? It's a total genocide. I mean, there's like no food, no water, no medicine, no like healthcare facilities for over 5 months now, no gas, no electricity. Bring that defense minister guy, you know, it's like no gas, no food, no electricity, you know, no human animals in the Gaza Strip. And like, you know, left and right, people are getting killed. And, you know, when we're talking about people, we're talking about like women and children, including, that are being killed, you know. And like, if we haven't already said that there's no food, no water, no medicine. I mean, these are like basic necessities that all humans have the human right to do or have. You know, when you say that people are starving to death. I mean, that's pretty serious, right? Like, you can't get worse than that. You know, I'm sorry, I laugh because the other guy's freaking out. He's like, what is going on here? I mean, you know, for all of you out there, you know, you righteous people and even you non-righteous people, you know, Muslims and non-Muslims, it doesn't matter. I mean, like, you know, can you, like, imagine dying of starvation, meaning, like, you don't have food and you don't have water, and that's because that's why you die? It's quite messed up.
It is.
So, hospitals destroyed, schools destroyed, universities destroyed, hospitals destroyed, homes destroyed, masjids destroyed, churches destroyed. And amongst all this, you know, infrastructural destruction, you got men, women, and children that are like dying left and right for over 5 months, including the holy month of Ramadan, where like, you know, people are fasting anyways. Yeah, and who can forget, like, perhaps the thousands of people that are buried alive under the rubble, you know, God forbid, like, still alive, if not dead, And, you know, and you would figure that, like, in the holy month of Ramadan, you know, these people are fasting from morning until night, that you'd give them a little bit of respite and give them some mercy. But no, you know, it's like, you know, the killing spree of the Israeli locals is continuing unabated, you know, without any consideration to another, you know, human being's religious values and these kind of things. How is this the greatest or best or whatever they call democracy in the Middle East? I mean, that does not make any sense. It's more like, you know, the biggest dictator killing, genocide, mass murdering, child killing regime, illegal settlers of the world. And amongst all this chaos, you have children that are losing their mothers or their fathers, or you have fathers and mothers who are losing their children, or you have, you know, whole families that are just dead. And who can forget, like, the hundreds, if not thousands, of people that have been kidnapped, you know, in the West Bank, and they've, like, disappeared. And so, like, you know, Sonny Boy, he was there last night, and they wake up, and, like, Sonny Boy's just disappeared. And, you know, apparently there was a Zionist raid or something like that. And, like, really, it's like, you know, we'll bring the article up here on the TV screen. This is people just kidnapped, lost, you know, gone, disappeared. So we at Keeping It Real, after this little rant that we went through, have a very, I don't know what we want to call it, but let's just say suggestion. And that is, please just get it over with. I repeat, please, please, please just get it over with. Okay, it's about to get a little bit serious, so don't. You know, nobody freak out. I mean, it seems like it's a pretty good time to just kill them all. Kill every single Palestinian out there. As a matter of fact, kill them faster, one after the other. You know, just don't bother to see if they're men, women, or children, because you're already killing them, whether they're men, women, or children. But just doesn't matter. Just kill them all. Every single Palestinian alive. Dead. Even if he's dead, just shoot him just to make sure that he's really dead. You know, and you know, don't worry, don't discriminate, just kill them all. Men, women, children, healthy, sick, old, young, you know, even if they're not Palestinian, if they happen to be in the occupied lands, you go ahead and kill them too. Kill them all. Oh, and don't forget the human animals and the non-human animals. They need to be killed also. So please, just get it over with. Kill them all. Just do what you said that you had initially wanted to do, which is to just drop a nuclear weapon on them. Just drop it. Drop a little boy or a fat man like the Americans did to Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and just very efficiently just get rid of every single Palestinian alive. So yeah, that's right. Just please, just get it over with. And drop a nuclear bomb on the Palestinians. It will kill them all much faster. And it'll be a favor to the Palestinians. You can say, well, we saved them from this slow, torturous death that the Zionist doggies and the big bulldoggy and the doggy supporters and the doggy wannabes are currently waging on the Palestinian people. So just eradicate them once and for all. Do them a favor, you know? Wipe them off the face of the map. Just make sure that the Palestinians don't exist ever again so that we don't gotta worry about never again. You understand? Because you can't never again somebody who don't exist again. I mean, isn't this what's really going on post October 7th Gregorian calendar? So please, just get it over with, because that would be so much more humane than what is currently happening to the innocent Palestinian men, women, and children. So it's about to get a little bit more serious. I'm sorry. We had already said satire and sarcasm. We didn't say we were going to make jokes on Palestinian people dying. Hospitals destroyed so that Palestinian injured and sick have nowhere to go to get cured and healed, and so in turn, they just die. And universities destroyed so the Palestinian young'uns get no education. They remain uneducated and therefore they become unemployed. And while they are unemployed, they die. Primary and secondary schools destroyed, so the Palestinian kids have no education. They remain uneducated, and then they cannot go to the higher education universities, so they remain uneducated, and therefore they are unemployed. And so while they are unemployed, they die. Masjids and churches destroyed, so the Palestinians have nowhere to go to get rid of their depression and anxiety, because you've been dropping bombs on them for the last 5+ months, and in depression, they die. And homes destroyed, so the Palestinians got nowhere to live, and while they are on the streets, they die. And refugee camps destroyed, so the Palestinians who don't have a home and are living in a tent, because you already blew up their home, live and... Oh, man. And refugee camps destroyed, so the Palestinians who live on the streets and are currently living in tents, because you already blew up their home, have nowhere to live, and they are now tentless, and while they are tentless, they die. And of course, the Zio doggy favorite, when the Israelis have gone totally Israeli, is to kill Palestinian people while they are starving to death, because the best way to kill a Palestinian is to shoot him, bam, bam, dish, dust, boom, while they are scrambling to get food aid for their starving family. Moses, Jesus, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. This is all just incredibly messed up. I mean, this is some serious, I'm gonna make you Palestinians suffer until you pray and beg to die due to your unimaginable suffering and psychological war and military onslaught and modern day genocide that is going on. I wouldn't be surprised anyways. So yes, I apologize. And conclusion, I understand you guys got me all wound up in the holy month of Ramadan while I'm fasting and people are fasting and, you know, we're supposed to be like... But this is the real deal. It's keeping it real. We already said this, keeping it real is where we are known for keeping it real. And how could you go through the holy month of Ramadan all feasting and, you know, iftaring and everything without even thinking about the Palestinian brothers, whether you're a Muslim or a non-Muslim? It's a humanitarian issue. So, conclusion, yes. It's like we said in the previous What's Gonna Save Palestine episode, in which we delineated and explained the solution for what's gonna save Palestine. The Zionist Israeli colonial project has to be dismantled. That means broken apart. In case you don't understand keeping it real English. Otherwise, the Zionist doggies and their backers and the bulldoggy owner and, like, you know, the Zionist doggy wannabes and whatever other doggies are involved in this great plot, they truly will completely eradicate the Palestinian men, women, and children. There ain't gonna be nobody left, I promise you. Just give them a couple of more weeks and they're gonna get rid of everything. Ain't no Palestinian. They're gonna be like, Palestinian? Who? What Palestinian? You know what I mean? So, it has to be dismantled for the sake of, you know, not just like Palestine, but the region and the whole world in general. You think that they're going to stop at Palestine, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, Egypt, America, France, Germany? And of course, as a part of this very logical, fair, just, humane, I don't know, rational, logical, philosophical, theological, jurisprudential, international solution is to have a nitty-gritty, good old democratic referendum where all the native Palestinian Palestinians, whether they are Muslims, Christians, Jews, or whatever the native Palestinian Palestinians may decide to be, the end of the sentence.
Okay.
Sorry. And this good old nitty-gritty democratic referendum will give the God-given right to the Palestinian people to determine their own fate and their own destiny and elect their own government. And this government, elected by the native Palestinians in this nitty-gritty public democratic referendum, will determine the future of non-Palestinian illegal colonial settlers who migrated to and subsequently occupied Palestine. And of course, it is this newly elected government in this nitty-gritty good old democratic referendum by the native Palestinians that will determine what role these illegal, non-Palestinian, settler, colonial, you know, came from Europe people, what role, if any, they will play in the new Palestinian state. So, listen up, y'all Zionist doggies and you doggy bulldog owner. Sorry. So, listen up, y'all Zionist doggies and the doggy bulldog master and the other Zionist doggy supporters and the doggy supporters and the doggy wannabes. You can do whatever you want. You will never be able to get rid of the Palestinian movement or the Palestinian resistance or the Palestinian people. Never, ever. You will never be able to. Ever, never. And you will never be able to snatch the holy lands from the righteous people of the world. Ever, never, ever. Don't laugh. Palestine will be free from the river to the sea. I know you hate that slogan. That's why I used it.
I think you should repeat it.
No, it's good. It's fine. It's just a matter of time. Again, Palestine will be free from the river to the sea. I know how you hate that slogan. Oh, jeez. All right. And the massive Al-Quds rallies all across the world on the International Day of Al-Quds is just giving you a small glimpse of what's gonna come. Hey, we're just keeping it real wherever you are. I hope that was the end. Yeah, yes, good, that was the end. All right, guys, that's it.
There you go.
It's your first Keeping It Real episode, huh? It's the first time for everything, they say. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is his first Keeping It Real episode. The Cube Sync guy's gone crazy. The One Minute Wisdom guy's lost his marbles, you know? It's like gangster. I kind of like affogato. You know what that is? It's like some espresso shot and then they put ice cream in it.
What?
It's actually pretty good because, like, I don't know, I like it. It's like sweet and bitter.
Back then, you used to want.
So, this is a good thing to put in the bloopers so that people understand that, listen. It was sarcasm, it was satire. We were trying to portray the reality of the incredible suffering that is going on in the Holy Lands in Palestine because of the Zionist Israeli locos and their supporters, because, you know, As-Samaha, Sayyid Ali Khamenei, he says that if it wasn't for the United States of America, that the Zionist Israel, you know, they would never have been able to survive for so long. So yes, all of these other people are supporting the Israeli government in their genocide against the Palestinian people. And this is what we are trying to say. Palestine will be free from the river to the sea. You know, they like banned that slogan in a couple of countries.
Yeah, they did.
Like straight up, they're like, you can't say that. That is totally anti-Semitism.
What they're doing.
Yeah, because like the Palestinian people are Semitic people. So like, do some research.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. This was our first, by the way, this was our first what? First Ramadan episode on Keeping It Real. We have never had a Ramadan episode on Keeping It Real. I think it was pretty good. It was successful, right? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It wasn't as funny as we would like, but you know, how can you make people dying funny? It's a little bit serious episode, so don't worry, okay? Don't freak out and be like, stop recording, guys, this is out of control. Well, I got a funny story we'll add to the bloopers. So I knew this one kid, he was a young kid, right? And it was before he was baligh, so he didn't have to do like wajib rozas, but he was doing the fasting anyways in Ramadan. And so like at Sahri time, he woke up and he stopped his roza, and then he drank a sip of water, right? And then later on he was like, you know, so did that break my roza? And I was like, so did you do it on purpose? He's like, no, I made a mistake, it was just one sip of water. So I was like, no, it didn't break your roza, don't worry about that, you know. Then I was like, just don't keep on doing that over and over again, you know. during the rest of the day, just be like, oh, I forgot I had Rosa and I ate a cheeseburger and french fries and milkshake. Do I still have Rosa? You understand? It's like, no?